When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Let's Talk About from Style Canada. And let me tell you, we're talking. Let's face it, we talk a lot. We talk about things we love, hot topics, and anything in between. But what about the things we don't talk about? What about the things we want to know, but don't know how to ask? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Let's expand our horizons. Let's talk about it. Hi, everyone, and welcome. This week, let's talk about wellness and sexual pleasure with Natalie Westlake. Natalie is a keen disruptor and innovator in the wellness space. She is a two-time recipient of the Lululemon Leadership Award and founder of the wellness company, The 8850 Co., a Canadian-owned online sex toy shop built on inclusivity, diversity, and education. Natalie, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me, Elise. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so we met just a couple weeks ago at your launch event, I guess, right? In terms of first physical in-person event. And I was kind of, I don't want to say taken aback, not the right word, but I thought it was very cool how you had just a bunch of different brands explaining different things about the sexual experience, if you will. So whether it was condoms, whether it was lube, whether it was toys. And we got to talking a little bit, and I thought, what a great conversation to have on the podcast, because we haven't dived into this at all, actually. We've talked a little bit about pleasure, talked a little bit about sex and orgasm, but not so much like self-pleasure and the tools used for that. So happy to have you here today. How did you get started talking about this?
Well, it's interesting because I'm a very private person, and I feel like it's, you know, such a private topic, but I felt such a need to bring it into a public space exactly for that reason. Mm-hmm. During COVID, I spent a lot of time alone. Like most Torontonians, I was locked up for 8 months. I was working for Lululemon at the time, and I was also homeschooling. It was a very tough time to be alone without companionship or company, without adult conversations outside of work. And so, you know, I really had an opportunity to look inside and gain some new perspective around what does wellness mean to me now, you know, in this space of being so isolated. And I had spent 18 years at Lululemon at that point, building wellness programs and rarely taking advantage of the opportunity to utilize those programs myself. So in that moment, I just, you know, I had a stark realization like, wow, I've spent 18 years building wellness programs for people, and I'm not even sure I know what wellness means to me in this moment. So that sort of set me out on a journey to explore the topic, and that's how it all came to be, really. Mm-hmm. I stumbled across an article in Wired magazine. It's the first time I ever heard of this phrase called sex tech, which really fascinated me to see those two words together. So I really went down a rabbit hole of, I need to know everything about this. What does it mean? Who's in this space? What is the opportunity? And I stumbled across lots of different leaders, lots of different products, and hence the idea for 8850 was born from there.
Very cool. So what does sex tech mean? Is that kind of like
the, like, is that a vibrator? Is that what that means? Or is it something?
The combination of robotics, virtual reality.
Oh, okay.
Pleasure. Cool. Yes. Combined together.
So how do we use, and this might be, I know this is a little bit beyond 8850, but how would virtual reality play? Was there any conversation around how virtual reality plays into self-pleasure? And yeah,
there is.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It actually isn't beyond 8850. We currently carry a product. It's a product for men, built for men. It is called the Handy, and it actually does hook up to a virtual reality glasses. Cool. So that you can be anywhere with anyone or alone and have an experience.
Wow. Okay. I feel like now we should just talk about all the things that are out there in this space and sex tech. I had no idea. I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? Like, VR is out there for so many other things. Why not sex? And to your point about, it also makes sense that that would come out during the time of COVID, when we were, to your point, all kind of locked up. But I want to go back to the comment you made about, like, what does wellness mean to me? And it's funny because when I think of wellness in general, I'm usually thinking of, like, fitness and food. I'm not necessarily, like, sexual wellness isn't the first thing that comes to the top of my mind. And I don't know if that's, like, because of upbringing, if that's just because, like, societal. What are you noticing, though, are you noticing a shift in terms of the sexual wellness joining that wellness kind of conversation?
I am. I'm noticing that attitudes, behaviors are beginning to open up, is really mm-hmm. what I'm seeing. But I have to be honest. I too also shied away from this topic. So in piquing my interest, when I began to read about the topic, I also noticed at the same time that I still felt very shy about mm-hmm. the topic. Having the conversation with my parents, hey mom, hey dad, thinking about leaving Lululemon after 18 years to sell sex toys online, not a comfortable conversation to have.
Right, you know, I can imagine.
Even still, when people ask me, so what do you do? I'm still getting comfortable in this new place of, I'm talking about sexual wellness and selling sex toys online. So for me, that really piqued my curiosity. Like, where's that, like you, where's that coming from?
Yeah.
Why do I feel so embarrassed or shy? Why do I want to run away from this conversation? For whatever reason, I enjoy putting myself in discomfort for the purpose of exploring, where's that coming from? And why should pleasure equal being embarrassed? Why is there shame there for me in talking about pleasure? I do believe that the release of serotonin, the endorphins experienced during sexual pleasure, is an important part of mental health. So it's a topic that really piqued my interest, and I wanted to be curious and really dig deep within myself. Like, there's a reason you feel uncomfortable here. And if you can be a part of opening that up, if not for me, but in future for my children, for that generation, then I want to explore that.
Mm-hmm. And I think you kind of touched on the next thing I was gonna bring up, is I do think, like, when I think of why I'm uncomfortable talking about it, it's likely just because it wasn't really talked about, like, in my house, like, Italian Catholic, like, we weren't sitting around the dinner table having those conversations. I will say, I think my mom, when we were really little, she was credited with bringing the kids in the street together to watch this movie about, like, how people got pregnant and things like that. So she wasn't, you know, archaic or anything in the way that she talked about it. There was a bit of conversation, but still, to what you're saying, not to the point of complete open dialogue. Right. And so I do imagine, though, that the future coming up, you know, below us, like your children, etc., that there will be, and you see, I kind of even see it in Gen Z now, right? Like, you see a little bit more conversation around this. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I mean, even my own children, it's interesting, you know, listening to your experience, and I had a similar experience. I think my parents also deferred to other resources. Watch this, read that, go over there. That person will tell you everything, you know? So definitely like the desire to, okay, we want you to understand, but oh gosh, we don't feel super comfortable ourselves having this outright conversation with you.
Right.
So I definitely think, you know, social media for sure having a huge hand in helping to create more momentum in this space where we can all kind of hide behind a screen and a device, but be open to new ideas and exploring topics that perhaps weren't that comfortable for us in the past. Mm-hmm. So yes, to your point, absolutely. I see that there's definitely a shift around the stigma of this is something you don't talk about to, hey, let's put it all on the table and let's talk about what your experiences are versus my experiences.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, so we are now having these conversations, and I guess what my next kind of piece of that is, so 8850 comes into play, and where do you kind of start? Like did one product kind of come to you? You mentioned that article. So you know, you're kind of interested in this space, but then what?
Yeah. Well, so coming from the structures I had been a part of helping to create in the past, a real value of mine, Elise, is collaboration. I definitely do not see myself as an expert. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. But what I am is a very eager, willing student in this space. So the first thing I wanted to do was create some type of way to be able to learn. Hence, that's where our sex deck came from.
Okay.
8850, if you go to our homepage, you'll see that there is a sex deck link. That sex deck will begin to educate you around, these are our values in looking at this space. Here are the things that matter to us. Then what we did was looked outside and said, okay, who are the leaders in this space? Who are the teachers, the doctors, the therapists, and who are making products that line up with these values? One of those very first makers is Laura DiCarlo. She creates products in her own name. It is called Laura DiCarlo. Absolutely mind-blowing robotics. And so, you know, that really created a curiosity from the go of, wow, how do we learn about this person, her products, her values? And that sort of set us off to collaborate more. Who else? Who else is in this space? What other women, what other men, what other humans, what other brands line up with these values? And let's bolster them. Let's talk about them and more. Let's offer those products and talk about those humans and those brands on our own website to share what we're learning on this journey.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what are you learning? Like, what would you say are the top three things that you've learned so far?
Well, let's see, the top three things. There is nothing not normal. I've been asked every kind of question, like every kind of question from I'm experiencing perimenopause, menopause, to I'm looking for something for my 19-year-old daughter. What's a great first product? So the range is wide and vast. That's number one. There is nothing kind of weird or not normal, or is this a dumb question? No, there's no dumb question. Mm-hmm. Two, I think the journey is never ending. I don't think the learning will ever stop, ever. As we evolve in our thinking, the more we open up our attitudes and behaviors, the more there is to learn. So that's two. I know this is a lifelong journey. Three, I think just getting better and better, like better and better at finding humans that we want to bolster up, talk about, give space to. Yeah, I would say that that's number three, is the quest is just beginning for us.
I feel like there's a topic, you know, you mentioned the humans that, whether it's doctors, therapists, other creators that you're meeting and working with, I feel like there's probably whole other episodes on each of those topics. Can you share some of the, you mentioned Laura, can you share like maybe a few others of the people whose paths you crossed and what they're kind of bringing to this space?
Yeah. Some favorites I would say are the founders of GEMS, Whitney Geller and Yasmin Emery. They're from Toronto. They worked in the creative agency space. I'm fascinated by their story because I just think it's so brilliant that they saw a white space in condoms.
I was going to say, these are the two moms that were trying not to get pregnant after they had their baby, right?
So I haven't heard them share that specifically.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it, so they're the founders of GEMS, yeah. Toronto based condom makers.
Yeah.
So what they saw in the space of condoms is just how archaic the marketing, the advertising, the packaging, the explanation, all of the ingredients involved, just totally outdated. And looked like nobody's even looked at this space mm-hmm. for decades. So mm-hmm. just, you know, the mindset to be so open to how do we deliver a product, A, that creates safer sex for a generation that needs to know about safer sex, because quite frankly, STIs are on the rise. And two, to see it in a way like, how do we speak to that audience in a way that's welcoming, accessible, and cool, that just makes it cool for people to get on board with wanting to know more about them. Mm-hmm. So they kind of fascinate me.
Yeah, they were at your event. And so then I was looking at their story after. Yeah. And it was interesting to read more. So yeah, they were great.
Oh, I love that. I actually didn't know that it was from a place of having had children and wanting to.
I think so, if I remember right, and I don't want to misquote, but I'm pretty sure it was like, you know, they had their kids. And so it was, they re-entered the condom space as adults, right? And they were kind of like, oh, wait, what's going on here? And then everything that you just said followed. I believe so, from what I think I read on their bio anyway.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have them on. You'll have to have them on sometime. We'll ask them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And then there was anyone else that you've kind of come across that maybe are Canadian, in the Canadian part of things?
Yes, Ritz Klinging. So Ritz lives in BC. She is the founder of I Love My Muff. I Love My Muff are hygienic products for vulva owners. And they are all made of essential oils. They smell like heaven. They're gentle, pH balanced. It's a beautiful product. I can't say enough about her in terms of like warmth, intelligence, open, collaborative. We have adored working with her, and her product is amazing. Mm-hmm. What we love about it is we never thought about vulva care before. Like
never thought of it. Yeah.
Different than any other part of our body. You know, yeah. You get in the shower, it's soap, I'm done. Exit.
It's kind of interesting if you think about it, because when you think of all the products we create for women in the beauty space, how there's something for like our eyebrows, our like every piece of us, but yet one of the probably most important pieces that give us pleasure can be a part of a childbirthing process, even realistically, and that pleasure piece of it anyway, like no one really talks about, like no one's invented something for yet, like you don't see it as much at the grocery store, right? Or the shoppers. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, it's a great inquiry. Why is that?
Yeah.
Are we ashamed? Are we embarrassed? Are we shying away from that? It's interesting, Elise, because the skin is the most absorbent organ we have. Mm-hmm. Our genitals are 9 times more absorbent than the rest of our body. And yet we don't think, to your point, we don't think about care of that area in the same way we consider eyes, lips, face. So it is interesting. Why is that? Why have we ignored or shied away from that?
Now, do you find that there's more product for the male genitalia than there is for female, or is that not necessarily, are they both kind of?
No, I think we shy away from both. I think as an industry, I think in terms of hygiene care, I don't think we've talked about either different from the rest of the body. You know, I think to your earlier point, you're right. Most emphasis in terms of like beauty care, skin care specifically, is placed toward our face than anywhere else. So no, I'm not finding more so for male than female. No, I'm not seeing that. I'm just seeing that as a whole. It's just not a topic we speak about in terms of hygiene care very much.
Mm-hmm. So what are, you know, you mentioned the, what would be a good first sex toy, some of the questions that you're getting, what are some of the most common ones that we can maybe address for anyone listening now that might have a question? I think it's a good one of what is a good first sex toy, whether it's for a younger daughter, whether it's for, you know, some of our audience is a little younger, they might not have had their first sex toy. So what would you recommend for something like that?
Yeah. So we tend to recommend something smaller, something that fits into the palm of your hand. You know, it's less intimidating than maybe something that looks bigger could potentially be scary.
I have a funny story. Do you want to know? That was my first one. It's like I was living in New York. I just thought of this as you're saying this. I had just gone to dinner with a few of my girlfriends, and I was like in my early 20s, and the sex store was right beside the dinner we were having. We're like, let's go in. And I feel like I never used it because it was like big and purple. And like, it was just something someone should have given to like a bachelor party. And then bachelorette party, from that point on, like, I think I was a little timid to even go into that space again. So for anyone that's listening and thinks that that's what the sex toy industry looks like now, there's not, there's so many other great ones out there, but that was my first experience. So yeah, needless to say that, that wasn't, but it shied me away even longer from using them because I'm like, what the hell am I doing with this thing? Right. So there's much better things out there. So something smaller, agreed.
Yeah. Well, I've got a good story for you. If we have time, I'll tell you at the end, but yeah, you'll get a good kick out of it. probably fit in the palm of your hand. Yes. So for starters, you want something that, you know, is small so that, you know, you can wrap your head around what am I supposed to do with this thing?
Yeah.
Right now we carry, I think, two really incredible products. I think that are perfect as a first toy. Both are made by Dame. One is called Kip and the other one is Palm. So Kip is, it really looks like a lipstick, really, like with lid on. It's very small. Mm-hmm. And it has various settings. It comes with a charger. It's made of medical grade silicone. So it's a very safe, beautiful product. Easy to clean, easy to store, put away, hide away, make sure in a dry space. And it has, it's targeted. So you can target directly toward the clitoris and it just looks pretty. So as a first toy, you know, it doesn't look like maybe what people think to your
boy. I've seen that one. Yeah.
Like a sex toy. It's very discreet. You could honestly throw it in a purse, go to the airport, travel. Someone could take it out of your bag and have no idea what it is. So I think discretion usually as a first toy, people are looking for, you know, give me something small and pretty that nobody will know what this thing is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's a good point. That also happened to me at the airport once as well. not with the big one, but imagine.
What is this thing?
And then, so no, that's a great one for your first one. What about couples that are looking for to kind of spice things up in the bedroom? Is there, whether it's a toy or, you know, any other pieces that you might have on the site that you think that you would be something to try?
Yes. So graduating to play with others, I think a great toy for somebody else to be able to experience with you is OC2. That's a Laura DiCarlo product.
Okay.
It's very bendy. So you can literally twist it like a pretzel. The robotics are incredible. So you can insert it for penetration. Okay. And at the tip of where you insert it inside of yourself, there is a robotics part that moves up and down so that it can stimulate the G-spot, while the outside has an open mouth that emits a pressure similar to like cunnilingus, so that you're doing two things at one time.
Wow. Okay.
And really, I mean, you could use it for anal play. You could use it for vaginal penetration. You can kind of explore, experiment, and have whatever adventure you desire. Because it is so flexible, you can use it in so many different ways. I think that's a really fun partner experience to have. Yeah.
The only couple toy that I've ever seen was like someone controls the vibration of it. I haven't seen something like that, which is very cool. Anything else on the site right now that you think is really, I know you mentioned Love Your Muff, Gems, anything else that kind of comes up?
I think a really nice product we carry is called Romp Wave. It is a couple's vibe. It's very unique design in that it's super thin. So it's best used on the outside, not really great for penetration. It's not really meant to be inserted. It's very quiet. It has a runtime of 60 minutes. You can use it in the shower. It's waterproof. And you press against it, but you can have two vulvas pressing against it at the same time. You can use it alone in the shower if you wanted to at the same time. So for couples, it's nice because it's very thin. You could place it between two. That's a really nice product as well.
I love that. And you mentioned a little earlier, you know, that being cooped up and the endorphins that are released when we're having sex. Is there anything else that you've come across, I guess, in the research of why we should be, just to kind of bring us full circle, why this should, sexual pleasure should be a part of our wellness experience?
Stress. For stress.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, stress is, it's so interesting. Like at the outset of my adventure with Lululemon, I remember, you know, sort of on replay in the back of my mind were these words early on in my career there around stress would be the biggest killer of human beings in the future. We would become privy to so much information. Eventually, we would be so inundated all the time with the pressures of what is going on, not only in our own lives and our community and the world at large, just so much coming at us, that stress would really be the number one most toxic element in our community and in our lives. And the release of those endorphins, the release of that stress is so vital. The human connection made to that release during those moments of pleasure is vital to our thriving, our mental wellness.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a really good point. Because you think when you go to the gym and you have that release, why can't, you know, sex or self-pleasure be that as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what a great place to end too. I feel like we all have some activities to do later tonight. So where can we find out more about you and about 8850?
So our website is the8850.com. Our social handle is the8850.co. And you can find us on either of those two places.
Awesome. And lots of great information, like you shared earlier, Natalie, on the website and on the social as well. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning into this conversation. We will have a brand new one on a brand new topic every Monday. If you were intrigued by anything in our conversation, we encourage you to talk about it. Tell a friend, post on social media, take action in your very own way. Subscribe to get the newest episode at your fingertips as soon as it drops. Until next time, check out Style Canada, a disruptor in the media for its community of inquisitive style seekers. You can find us at style.ca or on social media. Just like this podcast, Style Canada is not just about style. It's about living a lifestyle that leaves people open to evolution and opportunity. This episode was hosted by Elise Gasparino. The music credit goes to Raspberry Music, and it was brought to you by Style Canada.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.